Here I have with me Yong Yi with Fluidigm. He's a product manager. And Yong, we spoke prior to the Plant and Animal Genome Conference, which now has taken place, and Fluidigm was very involved with that. I thought it might be interesting to do sort of a follow-up now. And from that conference, what are some of the things that you heard there that are interesting in terms of looking at the trends in plant and animal genomics that would be pertinent to the ag biotech industry?
The PAG conference this year was certainly very interesting. So I think some of the real big takeaways is, first of all, just the pace at which the people that are doing plant and animal research are really picking up the new technologies. And so the pace and how rapidly that people are bringing these on is pretty amazing. Certainly in the human market, it's been happening over the course of time, but it's really been accelerated in the plant and animal community. And you can see that in the not only with the researchers, but also in the exhibiting space, just because that itself has grown tremendously, and just the quality and the quantity of the vendors that are coming to show has really been great. And even from last year to this year, you can see a real big change and shift in that. So I think the thing, again, is just really how fast the community is really picking up and coming up to the latest technologies in genetic research and other research in these areas.
Well, and Fluidigm is probably on the leading edge of some of that technology you're talking about. So since you were very involved there, talk a little bit about how that went for Fluidigm and the interaction you had with people who were looking at your system, say, for the first time.
That's great. So Plant Animal has always been a really great show for us because, as you mentioned, we are on the leading edge of the technology as far as SNP genotyping and the amazing throughput that we can offer for these folks, just because, you know, as mentioned in the previous interview, that these folks have so many different samples that they need to run that they need a system that's going to enable them to do that. And so as we met and spoke with people, I think that people were not necessarily aware of that capability, and when they came to speak with us, we really filled a need for them, and they found great interest in our products. And then also, not only in SNP genotyping, but you know, another new technology just really sweeping this area is next-generation sequencing. And so next-generation sequencing is really enabling the ability to find new variants, new markers, and enabling people to do research on that front. Now, we don't make next-generation sequencers, but what we do is we have this new product line that was launched for doing sample preparation that makes the process much more efficient and makes preparing the samples much cheaper than conventional methods. Mm-hmm. And so while we don't provide a sequencer itself, we do actually make that process better. And that was another area where we saw really great interest at the conference as well. So we had really good traffic and certainly a lot of people that were interested in our technology.
Well, and I assume that's going to lead into a lot of follow-ups with some of those folks after this, because there's only so much you can do out on a trade show floor. But when you look ahead then, how would you describe your outlook for the Fluidigm system in light of having been involved with this real important conference to your business?
So the this show always really kicks off the year very well for us. And so much like last year, from the very beginning to the very end, it was very consistent. There were always people at the booth stopping by trying to learn about the technology. And as you mentioned, there really isn't enough time at the show to go through enough detail and to talk with these folks about all the different things that we can do. And so the follow-up is still ongoing. We are still following up with folks just because there were so many that were interested. And we've really been having some really great discussions with the people in this area. And so, as mentioned, this is probably the biggest show for us in the plant and animal space. And it really kicks off the year, and really the momentum carries us through to the year up to the next PAG.
I'm glad to hear that that went well, and hopefully it will be a great year, not only for Fluidigm, but the whole industry as well, because I think at least my interaction with others in the ag community It was kind of a mixed results year last year, but everybody seems to be very much on an upbeat, enthusiastic note at some of the conferences I've also been to this year as well. So
I think so.
we'll hope for great things in 2010 for the industry and for Fluidigm. Anything else about the conference that you might point out to people, Young?
Yes, absolutely. So we were certainly exhibitors at the conference, but we also hosted a workshop. And so for this year, in our previous talk, I had mentioned the three different speakers, Kurt Van Tassell from the USGA, Jim Sieb, who is at the University of Washington, and Anand Fedder, who is at the ENSASAD, which are three leaders in their respective fields. And the attendance at our workshop was also very excellent. And they really gave interesting, compelling talks about how they're using our system, and it's really enabling their research to move forward. And so we are certainly planning to have additional workshops in the ongoing years at TAG. But I think this year we really had a strong lineup, and it really showed through the attendance and the interest that was obtained from that workshop.
Well, I hope that will carry through the year, like you said, and look forward to even myself learning more as we try to help others in the agricultural community, the ag biotech community, learn more about Fluidigm if they had not been aware. Well, thank you very much. That's Yang Yi, product manager with Fluidigm. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.